Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Discover a world where unexpected blackberry flavor transports you to a berry delicious place. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. However, you will eventually have to. But take your time. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold podcast. Chris and Alan will be sharing unique and raw insight on what it takes to succeed. Both hosts are authors and businessmen and have been mentoring and consulting for their clients for over 50 years with their combined knowledge. So, without further ado, we have an exciting show for you today. Let's get started.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and I'm here with Alan Witch, my awesome co-host. Alan, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Chris. What a day. What a day. How about yourself?
What a day is right. I'm having a lot of fun. We've done a numerous amount of shows and just meeting so many amazing people. And, last week's show was, just exceptional in my mind, because I truly believe that, when people understand hypnosis and NLP, and understand the power that it can give you to create the life you want, it's something that I think is an eye opener for people. And I think Eleni did an amazing job last week of opening people's eyes, including myself. And I know a lot about this subject.
Yeah, she was fantastic. I mean, talking about I know I say that a lot, that people are fantastic, but that's an honorable word for me, and I don't use it lightly, even though I use it frequently. I totally agree. I mean, there's I learned a lot of things. I mean, I thought I kind of knew about it, and I realized I didn't know about it as good as I probably should. I think I'm doing a number of those things habitually, but didn't really realize maybe the impact of exactly what I was doing, or how some little tweaks here and there could really make some differences. And I love the fact that she not only promotes and talks about NLP with her clients and with the adult populations, but with kids, and really embedding that into the minds of kids and getting that concept down early, and that entrepreneurship piece, down early, so that we can harvest, more, and these kids can harvest more as they grow. And I'm excited about what we're going to be doing with Eleni as the year progresses.
Well, it reminds me of that saying by Robin Sharma. He just, tweeted about, I thought I knew a lot until I learned a little.
Little.
And, that show certainly, is a good reflection of those things. And, what an amazing lady, and such a big heart, and realize that she didn't ask some fundamental questions of herself. And which led her down the path that she's on, and now, teaching others how to do the same, how to go into, some deep-rooted things in their lives that, they may have as blocks, but also helping them identify, what we talk about a lot with their genius zone, and really what they're capable of. And everybody has one, and everybody, definitely has something that they can give to others. And when you identify that power and you recognize that, as we say, the other self that sits inside of yourself, it's one of those amazing epiphanies of life that, you designed and have a purpose, and you realize that, this is where I'm going in life. And, we just came off an amazing show, with Anthony Trucks, and what a great show. But he talked about the fact that, when you take some action, and you just keep forging forward, and he has something called Trust Your Hustle. It was just amazing. But Eleni, she has this special gift, and when you focus in and you listen, I don't know, she brought us on this journey right from the beginning when we opened up the show.
Yeah, she really did. It was almost like, and this is going to sound odd, but I mean with all the respect, it was like a mother talking to her child about life. Mm-hmm. And it really instilling lessons and what's really important about life. And I felt that way, and I took it to heart what she was talking about and the impressions that she was making and the results that you have in your life if you apply the concepts. And plus it's easy to listen to her. I mean, she's got a, you know, great accent. I love the, you know, the nuances of her speech and the clarity of her being able to build a vision and a picture. Is great talent in doing that. And yeah, she's great. I'm excited about what lay ahead, not only to watch her grow. And she coaches and teaches all over the world. She's got stuff going on, not only in her backyard, but in several countries. I don't know how she's doing this, but she's all over the board and leaving lots of good impressions in her wake and just an impressive young woman.
Amazing. You know, I just can't say enough about, you know, Eleni and what she's been able to bring to the show and just some definitely genius things that she was able to talk about. And, you know, I love the concept that she brought up where she talked about dealing with challenges, you know, writing them on a note, mm-hmm. going to bed and letting the subconscious take care of it.
Take care of it.
Now, you know, like that was such, you know, an amazing concept. That I literally did it just the other day. You know, we talked about some of the things that are going on and, you know, we're moving soon, you know, my family. And, mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of a challenge in that. But, you know, I wrote it on a note, went to bed, woke up the next day, had a coffee, and literally got an email that it just fixed itself. And I'll tell you, you know, you may be sitting there with the woo-hoo and, you know, this is foo-foo, but there's some power in that. And I have to say that if you allow things to happen, then they just will work out in the direction that you put your energy. And as long as it's a positive energy, then you're probably going to get a positive reaction. And that's what I, you know, remain to do. And, you know, because at first, I'm like anybody else. I can overreact. And I think that most importantly, after I realized that, you know, I got through that little tantrum, that I just let things go and I allowed it to just work out the way it needed to work out, regardless of where it went. It could have went the other way as well. And I was okay with that. And the minute I was okay with that, everything started to transpire and conspire, I'd like to say. When I was sleeping, and it just worked itself out. So thank you, Eleni. I'm going to give you you know, all the kudos in the world.
Give her kudos. And I think that is true. Once you believe in it and put energy to it, and you're honest about it, then it's going to end up becoming positive in a result. You know, as a return from that energy, it may not look that way in the beginning, and it may look that way in the beginning. Maybe something right off the bat. But it is going to turn out positive because that's the energy you're putting towards it. And I know there's a lot of talk about energy in the universe and what it really means and how do you harness that and what does it look like and how do you tweak that and how do you attract it and how do you give it and so forth. And, you know, Eleni talks about some of those things. And you and I both know, you know, we practice a number of these things and we see them in our life. And you just gave a great example of, you know, what you put out in the universe comes back. And, you know, you got to be careful what you think about.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you think about tomatoes all the time, guess what? You're going to wind up one morning as a big green tomato. Figuratively anyway, maybe not literally, but figuratively. Sure. But that's totally true, you know. And, you know, Eleni is a great example of, I guess, what I'd call reciprocity.
For sure.
Because she really does. She gives back in leaps and bounds more than what she gives. And
so many things.
Yeah. And I think that's part of her culture, part of who she is and part of her characters as the human that she is. And she's just a very grateful young lady. I know we're priming the pump, but it's right. I mean, I can't say enough great things about her. And I want to talk about the great things that people do.
Absolutely.
It's a joy for us to be able to do that. Did you ever think that when we started this, that this show, not even that long ago, that we'd have this kind of an impact, or better yet, that our guests would have this kind of an impact, not only on us, but on the rest of the audience?
You know, you always hope, definitely, but you always, you know, just kind of go through things and amazing things have happened. And yeah, it is pretty amazing, Alan, I have to say. what's happened thus far. I mean, amazing guests that have come on, and we'll rhyme them off, you know, for sure, and give them all kudos. And thank you to all the guests, and we like to call them our alumni, our, you know, alumni now experts. Family. Now our family, and coming in, and lots of things are happening behind the scenes, and I'm just so happy that we're able to connect. And, you know, I looked at what one of my genius zones, you know, really is, and that's networking, you know, and bringing people together. And I love that, you know, it's come through. And Alan, it's an obvious with you as well, because we're able to do that together. And I'm pretty proud of what we've been able to pull together. She has a great book coming out as well, Perception Projection. And it's all about NLP. It's more of a corporate book she talks about, but at the same time, so many neat things that you can learn from that book. And, you know, Eleni was faced to think about things, and she had to ask some questions. And when she asked some questions, she wasn't getting the answers, and she, you know, she was forced to go deeper. So great show with Eleni. Check it out. Go back to Eleni's show. It was just previous to this one. And I'm really, really, truly happy with, you know, how everything turned out on that show. So thank you, Eleni. If you're listening, you did a fantastic job. We can't wait to do more things with you and you to come back on the show. You know, Alan, you know, great time to bring up what I, you know, love about this show that we do, you and I, is we like to focus on, you know, things people can actually do. So listen, if you're new to our show, you know, bring your journal if you haven't brought one today, and your pen. For anybody that has come back, thank you for one. You know that you need to have your journal and pen, because this is where the training ground is, and this is where the information is going to help you. And we want to make sure that, you know, that certainly does. So, Alan, what are we talking about with the one bold move?
One bold move. How about this? How about reciprocity?
My favorite
reciprocity.
Subject.
Reciprocity. I love this. I love the word. And you and I have talked about the origin of words and what they really mean. And you know, Anthony talked about that today, too, which I thought was fantastic. Really, truly understanding the history behind what it is you're talking about. And I just want to read, you know, reciprocity is the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit, especially privileges granted by one country or organization to another. So reciprocity isn't just with the individual, it's with the greater good. But the kind of influence that one can have on the greater good, greater good, did I just make up a new word there? I think I did. I think we're experiencing that now as we look back at what's happening in and amongst this group of folks that have, these guests, these family members that have been on our show.
Where it's derived from is the Latin reciprocus, moving backward and forward. So that's pretty cool. Think about that concept. And obviously the exchange of reciprocity, moving backward and forward, or giving and taking, is you know, something that you know, this word you know, really resonates with especially people in our industry, Alan, who are coaches, mentors, speakers, authors, even entrepreneurs from that standpoint, because they are giving a service and they're giving something of value to someone else. And I think it's such an amazing thing that we can take advantage of, especially with anybody. And, you know, I'm a big believer that you have to do something nice for someone every single day. And I talk about
absolutely.
That. That's something
it's your mantra.
It's my mantra. I remind myself I do that in my life. I do that for everybody that I interact with during the day. And making sure that, you know, I'm doing something that essentially makes me really happy as well. And I just love doing things for other people. So reciprocity. So let's think about that for a second, because I think it rolls really nicely into the subject for today and things that, you know, we're going to highlight. And that's really giving reciprocity back to the mentors we've had and the people that have made an impact on us as we got together about a year and a half ago and started to align, you know, harmoniously and work on a common goal. that was a secret there and a key for everybody listening. Mm-hmm. Harmonious and working on a common goal. I'll repeat that because it's important. And when you are, amazing things happen, such as what's happened to Alan and myself with this show. We worked in a harmonious way. We were giving lots of reciprocity to others and making sure we're doing much more than we're paid for. And not only that, we're harmonious, we have the common goal. And, you know, for us, it's a mission of helping as many people as we can, you know, live the lives that they want to live, you know, through raw and unique insight, or unique and raw insight, whichever way you want to put it, into what it takes to succeed. And that's really the things we're really happy about. But, you know, Brendan Burchard is someone who brought us together at an event, not personally, but we met at his event, and we had a ton of fun, and we learned a lot, and we just met so many amazing people that, you know, still today we're in contact with outside of just, you know, ourselves. We love Peter Diamantis. I mean, I've been following Peter for numerous years, and I know mm-hmm. you were behind the scenes.
You and me both, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, we started talking about him, and then, you know, we started watching even more, and we started talking about his stuff behind, not even on air, because we didn't have this show. And we just led ourselves down a path of thinking exponentially and thinking about the things that we can leverage to help people in this world as it starts to rise, as we call the rising billions coming online mm-hmm. and being prepared for that. So first of all, thank you to all them, those two guys, and particularly thank you to everybody that, you know, influenced us along the way. But, you know, Alan, I know you want to give some special thanks to what's happened in our show.
Yeah, we've had some pretty, well, let's just say all of our guests have been amazing. And I love the interaction that's happened with the guests on the show. And I also find it, well, the reciprocity piece kicks in here again. Look back at the guests we've had, and we found out, just, we didn't know this starting out, but four or five of the guests that we've already had on, now they haven't all been aired yet, but all the ones that we have recorded to date, four or I think even five of those, we were all at Brendan Burchard's Experts Academy a year and a half ago, didn't meet each other, or we did meet each other in some cases, but in a lot of cases, we didn't know that person was there. Now they're on our show. They're talking about the things and the people and the situations and the environments that have made such an impact on them. There's a common theme with those four or five people, and that's Brendan. And, you know, it's cool for us to be able to talk about that. It's an honor to be able to talk about that, because it's something that's meant a lot to us, and I'm glad that we're in an environment where we get to do that. There's a lot of people that don't have that freedom to be able to say that publicly necessarily during their maybe their business day to talk about that, and we do. That's a privilege of the entrepreneur is to be able to have that platform to be able to say thank you. But there's a number of people, and if you don't mind, I just, because I don't have them all memorized, I want to read off the people, the family that have developed on our show.
Let's do it.
Since
Let's
the very
it.
Beginning. Our very first guest, Peter Turin. What a great guy from you know, from down under. And we talk with Peter all the time. Peter's great. And we're not going to go into length about what everybody can bring to the table, because we need another hour and a half show. But let's just run through these really quick. We got Peter. We have J.J. Burton, great JJ. Football player. What a great guy. Dave Clare. Dave, it's like every day Dave's got like five or six things talking with Dave. Bob Berg. Bob, the go-giver. I mean, give and go, and boy, he's really doing that. Daniel Hall. Daniel Hall presents, and boy, did he present. What a great guy. A movie producer. I didn't know a movie producer before this started. Riley Dane.
Yes.
Riley is fat. The guy's got it going on.
Great young and man.
Oh, yeah, and to launch the first of the year, 2016, our very first podcast for 2016, Deb Crow, Mama Deb.
Mama Deb.
The, you know, the life balance expert.
Love Mama Deb.
Oh, she's fantastic. And great relationships we've built with these folks. Kay Sanders.
Yes.
I mean, Kay is...
rocking it.
Totally rocking it. I mean, we're lucky we caught her. She's got so much on the ball. Eleni, who we already talked about. You know, great gal. Fantastic. Greg Roulette.
Rolette. What a spark.
What
plug.
A guy. Geez, you better put your listening ears on, because I've never heard of a guy that's been that articulate and speak that fast. And I love everything he said. He didn't say one extraneous word.
No. And what fluid, and you know, you can feel the energy. And he's a young guy too. And
he is a young guy.
He comes from he's a partner in Celebrity Branding Agency, great agency out of Orlando, Florida, with Nick Nanton and the Dicks, both Lindsay and Jack, amazing people and fantastic. So you know, big shout out to the Celebrity Branding Agency. But Greg Rolette, you know, ambitious.com. I mean, this guy has taken a whole mission and just blowing it up to, you know, talk about 10X. Wow. You know, because I'm sure his goal was, you know, even helping, let's call it, 10,000 people, never mind, a million people. A million people under the age of 30.
To be millionaires.
I mean,
he's doing it.
I mean, he's got a great online magazine, if you want to call it, and it's definitely rocking it out. So many great things. I had a chance to write an article. I know you're going to write an article for them as well. And what a great outlet, because it certainly brought a lot of people my way, and that's the kind of reach this guy has. He's an amazing guy. You know, father of two. You know, a husband of one. Which is a good thing.
But
you know, he's got a really great balance to everything he's working on. And I just think, you know, again, I had a chance to personally know Greg before he came on the show, and I was very impressed with him. But I can tell you, you know, he's got a lot to share, and this show was absolutely amazing. I can't wait to air it. It's coming this week, right after this show, and I'm really excited to have Greg on the show. And you know, what can I say? It was jam packed with amazing, amazing insight.
Yeah, it is. And you know, he's a little bit more seasoned maybe than some of our earlier guests, but he's been in the business a little bit longer. He's got a bigger reach. He's got more experience. He's got more hard knocks. You know, he's got a lot of stuff to talk from. We've got even a lot of athletes, too. How about Carlton Meadows?
I know. Carlton's coming up soon.
How about Carlton, man? Carlton and JJ, you know? He
rocked the house. There's no doubt. Just absolutely gave so much wisdom on his journey and where he came from. And quite frankly, you know, going to the Olympics, you know, I'm going to say it. He's no spring chicken.
No.
But in running, what I found out, my wife's told me this, is you get faster. You get faster. You know, when you get into, your 40s. And this guy is going to rock the Olympics. I know it. And he's amazing. Carlton Meadows, great guy. Great, great show as well. And we really had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, we did. Carlton's a great guy. How about Mike Greenlee? How many people you know write speeches or write songs for states? How about writing speeches for the president of Exxon? I don't know how to write a speech like that. I don't even know the president of Exxon.
It's, you know, again, Mike was such a pleasure, and we had a lot of fun with him, and some great, great insight to, you know, his journey from being in, you know, upper management, actually really high up in
really
Avon,
high.
Really high up in Avon, and reported right to the CEO, direct report right to the CEO. And had an amazing career in marketing with them. And that company, of course, are fantastic marketers.
Sure.
They know how to bring products to market really, really well. And we had a lot of fun. And, you know, what about Barry Lobb?
Barry Lobb. What a guy.
I love him. You know, Barry and I got to become really good friends, you know, over the last year and a half as well, maybe two. And, you know, he's just like he's a mentor to me, and you know, he's such an open heart, and he's always willing to give, and certainly didn't hold back. You know, he gave a great concept and talked about pop, and I love it, and I'm not going to give it away, but
don't give it away. Go, but make him think about it. That's awesome.
And then we had Dan LaFave.
Dan LaFave, yeah. Man.
Yeah, this guy walks the talk, right?
He does. He's totally right. He's like. Picture a guy walking on hot coals right now and carrying a number of people on the shoulders. That's what Dan's doing.
Absolutely.
And I'm just honored to know Dan. I can't wait to see what we're able to create with Dan and what he's creating down the road. A lot of great products and programs coming out of these relationships. I'm excited about it. How about Greg Haig?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's the first word that comes to my mind because, you know, I've been following Greg for a long time and, you know, I certainly got to know him, you know, just through following, really. I mean, no other connection. And he was gracious enough to come on the show. What a packed show of wisdom. That's all I can say. And he really led the discussion in such a powerful way. But at the same time, we challenged him along the way with some great questions as well.
We did.
It was a fantastic show. I mean, we have a whole list, Alan, and we could spend the next, you know, like you said, an hour and a half just going over the people coming on.
We've got like 20. I'm 20, 25. We've got like 30 people yet that we haven't even recorded.
Right. And listen, we just had Anthony Trucks, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Julie Eason came on.
Julie Eason. Anybody want to write a book? This is the master at publishing writing and marketing.
Don't miss that show.
For a book. And she can't even tell you. We're not even allowed to tell who she's written for and who she works with.
And again, she did some ghostwriting. But great show with Julie. Thank you, Julie, for coming on. You know, Anthony Trucks today. What a great guy.
Great guy.
You know, again, I can't even pinpoint my favorite show because they all are my favorite show. I mean, is that possible to have a favorite all show?
We kind of keep saying it.
Maybe I can put it that I have a favorite podcast.
There you go.
And maybe a little biased. What's that? But, you know, again, you know, not taken away from any other podcasts. I mean, there's awesome podcasts out there. Lewis Howes and John Dumas. I mean, those guys are amazing and obviously doing some big, big stuff. And hopefully one day putting it out there, we'll be able to have those guys on our show as well and be able to talk to them. But, you know, amazing, amazing, and amazing. That's all I can say about what's happened so far. We've got a packed, jammed, packed list of amazing people coming up. And I know I said that word, you know, 18 million times.
But it's true.
But it's hard to not use that word because it just describes, that's probably the best word, really what everything is going on in our show. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I feel pretty...
There, I said it again.
Said it again. Feel pretty blessed and humbled that people are not only, you know, when we're asking them to be on the show, but contacting us and asking us to be on the show. And some of these people I never knew before the show. You know, some of them come through other works that you and I have done. Some of them come through other marketing strategies and so forth and referrals. We hadn't even talked about the referrals that a lot of these guests, our family, have given that are on our list. We've probably got a whole year's worth of people to be on this show. And, you know, I got to honor that. You know, you and I have talked about that. What a great place to be. And it's humbling. But I feel great about it. I feel really good because it's not us. It's not you and me. We're the vessel, if you will. You know, we're the platform, and I'm glad we built that for the voice for these people. And I'm just proud to be a piece of their, you know, a piece of their mission and a piece of their purpose.
Right. And me too. And definitely very, very happy about everything that's happened and where it's going and what we're bringing to 2016. And so, you know, stay tuned, everyone, because it's just getting better and better every week.
It is. And I'm excited for what you got coming. Your book, man, I'll tell you, you got it going on, my friend, with your book launch. I'm excited. And I know we can't really unleash it yet, but you guys, everybody's got you got to be right on the Johnny on the spot when it comes to getting Chris's book. Not only is the platform and the rollout fantastic, the content in his book, and I'm a little biased, I get it, but the content in Chris's book is absolutely amazing, and I can't wait for for everybody that that reads this to be able to apply the simple but pertinent life-changing concepts that you're talking about. And I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for our guests. I'm excited for me to be working with you. There's a lot happening all around this little group here. And I'll tell you, 2016 is really going to show some amazement in the field of personal development and entrepreneurship, and just excited to be a part of that.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for you know, mentioning my book, and it's been definitely a journey, and very excited about the launch. We'll tell people about it when it comes up soon. Mm-hmm. Definitely some pre-launch stuff, some pre-ordering stuff that's coming up, so I'll make sure, you know, maybe next show we'll have everything ready to go, and we'll be able to, you know, point people in at least that direction so they can start reading a little bit of that as well. There'll be a couple of chapters available at that time, and you can certainly get my first chapter at my website. But, you know, again, Alan, great show. Thank you so much. You know, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I know it was very much dialogue today around all those things, but I thought it was necessary, and I know we talked about that we wanted to give, you know, reciprocity back and talk about our the guests and everybody that's coming on. So, you know, again, thank you for being an awesome co-host.
Likewise, Chris. I did it, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It really is an honor to be able to do this. And it's a commitment, it's time, it's energy, it's effort, it's all those things. But it's also a real honor to be able to have a platform to be able to give people a voice and a chance for us to be able to express some ideas and content and knowledge and skills and, you know, some hurdles along the way and some successes and be able to help those out. So thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the banter. And thank you to all of our guests today, all of our family members growing every day. We really appreciate, love you, and appreciate your compassion, commitment, and transparency and being part of our growth.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you to our audience. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to everybody you know, in the future that is going to be listening. Just a bunch of thank yous all the way around. Yep. So on that note, wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.